Part 2. Furious 7's huge success can be attributed to a number of factors, said industry analysts. According to Peng Kan, the research and development director of Legend Media, a Beijing-based consultancy, the detailed reasons are as follows. First of all, there are not so many competing movies in the theatre during the period when it was shown. More specifically, the lack of competitive films that opened at the same time helped Furious 7 to get better performance. In fact, the release date of Furious 7 in early April doesn't look good at first, because the film opened on a Sunday, not as good as the time on Friday or Saturday. However, because there weren't similar movies from the domestic Chinese market or from Hollywood opening at the same time, Furious 7 was shown on a record number of screens, taking up a record percentage of movie theatres in China. The second reason lies in its high quality and brilliant plot. It is a triumph of typical Hollywood commercial features, said Xiao Gang, the deputy director of the consulting business for the entertainment industry at Horizon Research Consultancy Group. Furious 7 is a typical Hollywood film. It has included a number of core commercial elements, combined with its great visual impact, intensive and fast-paced plot, exciting and thrilling scenes, and its brand effect. It is produced by the world-famous Hollywood, directed and acted by international celebrities, and especially the skillful drivers drove a lot of luxurious sports cars. And all this has assured it a movie of high quality and content. Another factor is to recall and memorize the respectable leading actor who was dead because of a traffic accident. Paul Walker, one of the lead protagonists of the street racing action film series, died at the age of 40 in a car accident in California on November 30th, 2013. Many moviegoers flocked to theatres the moment the film was released in China, in the hope of seeing Walker on the screen for the last time.